For some on the assembly, the issue was not a matter of when to get to work on the Blue Lake expansion, but why bother working on other projects? The resolution calls for the administrator to set up a capital budget of over $6 million to prepare for the project, including $500,000 to research and gather basic engineering data on all other potentially viable renewable energy resources. Among other things, that means placing stream gauges at Lake Diana and at Tackett's Lake on eastern Baranoff Island. Assemblymember Nancy Cavanaugh thought that under the circumstances, these projects were now long shots.
Looking at the costs of Lake Diana and Tackett's Lake, why we would spend any further money researching those two sites.
City Administrator John Stein said that no water studies had been done at Lake Diana, and the amount of water available coming out of the lake was the lingering question that would rule it in or out as a possible source for Sitka's future energy needs. Stein said the Tackett's project was likely to come off in the far distant future, and stream gauging was needed there to establish historical data. In either case, he put the price tag for each at about $5,000 per year, a relatively small portion of the $500,000 planned for further research into Sitka's renewable energy resources. Even Jack Osment, a noted environmental advocate, agreed that gathering data at the two remote lakes was a good idea, assuming the Forest Service accommodated the city with a permit to do the work.
For this expenditure, if we can get the permit, I think it's good to go ahead and get the information to help us make the final decision. Right now, we couldn't make a final decision, actually. It's all estimates at the moment.
A much greater expense, said Administrator Stein, would be the placement of anemometer towers at various locations in Sitka Sound to research wind potential and a survey exploring geothermal energy potential. Assemblymember Rieberstein amended the resolution to include an assessment of a waste-to-energy plant for Sitka's solid waste stream, although the electrical generating capacity of such a facility was small compared to other sources. Electrical Utility Director Charlie Wall said his department had the expertise in-house to provide the information. The assembly voted unanimously to pass the resolution. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.